The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I want to start this hour with a name that I have mentioned a lot on the show in recent months, but haven't talked about lately. And those of you listening in Green Bay know that when I have talked about it, it has dealt with a local issue. Those of you listening elsewhere in the state on the other stations on which the show airs, you've heard me talk about this a little bit. I've done a segment or two in the 9 to 11 o'clock segment that runs in Wausau, Green Bay, Sheboygan, but not a lot. This is not that topic. The name is Walmart. Has there ever been a more polarizing name in American commerce? There may be. In terms of a company that stirs anger, hatred, revulsion. I mean, a company, you know, that doesn't publish Hustler, or a company, you know, I mean, a company that does what Walmart does, sell foods and goods and services. They do all of the above. Has there ever been one? And what most people don't realize is this anti-Walmart Walmart fervor by many people in the country was driven by groups who were actually unions who hated Walmart because Walmart did not have, does not have unions, and it was an effort to unionize Walmart. It was the SEIU and others. And they would come up with these anti-Walmart names to hide their union backing or the fact that they are just union stalking horses. That's all they were. And that's because for the first few years that they were out there, the media did not reveal them as such. After about 5 years of beating the hell out of Walmart with that, the media started actually reporting, oh, yeah, and by the way, there are unions that represent grocery workers that don't like the idea that Walmart sells groceries and isn't unionized. But it was too late by then. The damage had been done. It was done. Now, those of you who do listen in Green Bay, and some of you have a sense of this outstate as well, I have become vilified for my defense of Walmart wanting to place a store in downtown Green Bay. Because, contrary to what people in Green Bay are saying, they don't want Walmart there because it's Walmart. Not all, but most people who oppose a Walmart, another Walmart in Green Bay, that's why. Because it's Walmart. Do you know I know someone who won't eat something if they know it was sold at Walmart? They won't put it in their mouth if they know that it came from Walmart. Yeah. That is the level of hatred. It's irrational. It's unhinged. And most of the things they hate about Walmart, if they ever were true, aren't anymore. But that doesn't change anything for them. Mike Rowe, formerly of Dirty Jobs, which is no longer on cable in First Run, great show. He may be as famous for his Ford ads as he is for Dirty Jobs. I mean, that was a nice little gig for him. During the Olympics, he VO, as we say in the business, he VO'd an ad for Walmart. He lent his Dirty Jobs voice, and that's really what he was doing. He lent his Dirty Jobs voice to an ad promoting the fact that Walmart plans to spend $250 billion, a quarter of a trillion dollars, over the next 10 years on goods made in America to get factories going again. He has become vilified for this. He initially responded to it, and then he went on a media tour to deal with it. On his Facebook page, either yes, I think it was Monday, I'm not sure. Yeah, it was Monday. He just, Mike Rowe posted this yesterday. He went on a media tour to address all of this. We played the audio for you. It shows dormant factories coming to life because Walmart is pledging to spend $250 billion on goods made in America, factory-made goods, in the next 10 years. Now, Walmart haters don't want to hear that because that shatters this caricature they have of Walmart. No, they don't want to hear that. He's been called a sellout. You're supposed to be for the little guy. He addressed it over and over and over. He addresses it in great length, such great length that I'm not going to read the whole thing. But I do want to share some of this with you. He went on a media tour to address this. He's back from that media tour. And he took to Facebook with a long treatise on this. And I want to share some of it with you. I'm back. 3 days of press, 5 hours of sleep, 4 bottles of wine, a speech, a job offer, 5,000 form letters, and a couple of good-natured death threats. All because of a commercial that I narrated about American manufacturing paid for by Walmart. Press tours are fun. Oscar Wilde said, "The only thing worse than people talking about you is people not talking about you." I don't know that I agree with Oscar, but one thing is for sure. There's no such thing as free press. I just Googled myself, and the results are too rich to ignore. Let's start with this journalistic masterpiece from Matt Hardegree, and that he links to it. Shill for the Oppressors. That's the name of the piece. The Oppressors. This guy sees Walmart as an oppressor. Shill for the Oppressors. Is that not fantastic? I should make new business cards. Shill for the Oppressor. He is keeping his sense of humor about this, by the way. I'm sure Matt's a swell guy, but unfortunately he's so eager to report on a story that doesn't exist, he's resorted to a career in fiction. Here is what this guy claims. That Ford fired Mike Rowe because he did a spot for Walmart. Okay. Matt believes that my recent work with Walmart drove Ford Motor Company to fire me after 7 years of service. He sees some sort of conspiracy at work in a recent Ad Age article where, according to him, everyone played just a little too nice. Sorry, Matt, here are the facts. Ford didn't drop me. We had serious discussions about another extension, but decided not to proceed for reasons completely benign. We parted amicably long before the Walmart ad came along. A simple phone call to Ford would have confirmed that, or you could have done some really deep digging and called me. People do it all the time, especially when they're interested in getting the facts. Bottom line, we played nice in Ad Age because the people involved are, well, nice. I'm just at a point in my career where I want to associate myself with messages that speak directly to issues that are important to me. That's why the Walmart ad was so appealing. A $250 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing is worth talking about and very much in keeping with the goals of my own foundation. If any other oppressors are looking to make a similar investment in America, drop me a line. I'm happy to shill for any company that gets this country back to work. And in Matt's piece, there was a link to this little gem. And it's a link to a CBS story about Mike Rowe and Walmart. This is really interesting. The piece comes from CBS News. Check out the photo. It's a rare image of me in a suit and tie and conveys all the sincerity of an ambitious vacuum cleaner salesman at the annual Hoover Convention. Nice. Below the photo, the writer, Amy Pesci, attributes the following question to me. Who gives a crap about your feelings toward Walmart? Unfortunately, Amy leaves out the most important part, which, for the record, was this, and we read this on the air. For that matter, who gives a crap about my feelings? Isn't the business of making things in America an initiative we can all get behind? Apparently not. Along with that omission and the clever use of the words like hawk, tout, and spokesman, the reader is left to believe that I've been empowered to speak on Walmart's behalf in some sort of official capacity. In fact, I'm not. I have not. I'm doing this because I want to encourage other companies to make similar investments in American manufacturing. That's it. Of course, I'm not the only one with an agenda, and Amy knows it. Ori Koren is the spokesperson for Jobs with Justice, and she's trying very hard to persuade people that Walmart is treating its workers unfairly. Amy quotes Ori as being disappointed with my decision to work with a company as notorious as Walmart. Ori also believes I was too quick to dismiss the workers she represents. Of course, I was already well aware of Ori's disappointment with me. To date, Jobs with Justice has carpet-bombed my office with 5,048 form letters imploring me to sit down with real Walmart employees and listen to stories about how unfairly they have been treated. Naturally, Amy points this out to her readers and even provides a helpful link to the Jobs with Justice letter-writing campaign so that other objective citizens might continue to overwhelm my modest staff with additional expression of carbon copy concern. Thanks, Amy. My response to all of this, according to Amy, Roe didn't immediately return a request for comment. Well, Amy, please allow me to address your request with all due speed. My office has no record of a call from you or anyone at CBS. I've checked three times. Nothing. Of course, if you sent an email to my foundation, it may very well be buried in the mountain of form letters currently straining the resources of MicroWorks. Which brings me to Ori Koren and Jobs for Justice. In the spirit of their chosen method of communication, I'll respond directly and openly. Dear Ori, you'll be pleased to know that my office has received your letter and 5,048 others just like it. While I'm sympathetic to your objectives and sensitive to the needs of your members, I must say that your tactics have had the same effect as a flood of telemarketing calls during my dinner or a bag of dog crap set ablaze on my front porch. Now, instead of overseeing scholarship applications and other foundation matters, my already beleaguered staff must sift through a sea of robo-letters in search of legitimate correspondence from hard-hitting investigative journalists like Matt and Amy. It's a little ironic, don't you think? On the one hand, Jobs with Justice is concerned that everyday people are being overwhelmed by heavy workloads. But you don't think twice about flooding an unsuspecting nonprofit foundation with an endless stream of form letters anyway. My answer to you is the same as it was when I first got your letter a week ago. You guys are in a labor dispute, and my foundation doesn't take sides between employers and employees. Another 5,000 form letters won't change that, though it just might inspire the nice woman oversees my foundation to throw herself out the window. Her name is Mary, by the way, and her demise is now on you. He has a dark sense of humor. One more paragraph on this. Let me just really spell this out, though, so there's no confusion at all. I care about the people you represent. That's precisely why I set up a foundation and a scholarship fund. I'm trying to encourage hardworking people who are unhappy in their jobs to make a meaningful change in their life, a lasting change. And I believe this change is most likely to occur when people are willing to learn a skill that's in demand. Happily, worthwhile opportunities are everywhere. Our country has a massive skills gap, and the chance to retool and retrain has never been better. And yes, that is the mission Mike Rowe is now on. He has been for years, even when Dirty Jobs was still on the air. And we have talked about that skill gap, skilled labor gap, forever, that there are already great jobs out there. And if an initiative like Walmart is to pledge to spend $250 billion, a quarter of a trillion dollars, to buy stuff exclusively made in America, and that Mike Rowe gets vilified for promoting that, shows how phony the outrage over Walmart is. Let's say everything they say about Walmart is true, which it's not, but let's just say it is. If you really believe they still buy all their stuff in China and they're the only one that buys as much from overseas as they do, which is just fantasy, but if you still believe all of that, shouldn't you embrace this? Isn't this really an admission by Walmart that you Looney Tunes were right? And they're going to recommit? They understand they have that reputation, fair or otherwise, so they're going to address it? Isn't that what you wanted from Walmart all along? No, you want them dead. That's what you want. They're Satan, and anyone who speaks on their behalf, like Mike Rowe, is a minion of Satan. That he is trying to promote a message that you should embrace. That Walmart is like, yeah, we're going to buy a huge amount from factories in America, made from factories in America. You should be embracing that. Why aren't you? because you are blinded by your hatred and can't possibly think rationally. And that goes for those of you who have corresponded to me as well. By the way, I have set Jason upon the task of trying to get Mike Rowe on this show. It's 9:21.
The Jerry Bader Show.